Oh, I do love a good Agatha Christie. Well, the world of Agatha Christie certainly might lead us to believe that we live in a very strange world indeed. But what if that world isn't only in fiction? I certainly think we're living in very strange times just now, and so it's fitting that our word of the month this time is dystopia. Here's Tony to tell us what that word actually means.
A dystopia is a speculated community or society that is undesirable or frightening. It is often treated as an antonym of utopia, a blueprint for an ideal society. The relationship between utopia and dystopia is not one simple opposition, as many utopian elements and components are found in dystopias as well. Dystopias are often characterized by rampant fear or distress, tyrannical governments, environmental disaster, or characteristics associated with a cataclysmic decline in society. Distinct themes typical of a dystopian society include complete control over people through propaganda, censoring of information or denial of free thought, worshipping an unattainable goal, the loss of individuality, and heavy enforcement of conformity. Dystopian societies appear in many fictional works, particularly in stories set in the future. The best known by far is George Orwell's 1984. Other famous examples are Aldous Huxley's Brave New World and Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. Dystopian societies are often used to draw attention to society, environment, politics, economics, religion, psychology, ethics, science, or technology. Dystopias, through an exaggerated worst-case scenario, often make a criticism about a current trend, societal norm, or political system.